All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We wanted to find out what the organizations funding a lot of these civic-minded hackathons are actually hoping to accomplish. So we got in touch with the Knight Foundation, one organization that's been funding numerous so-called challenges in journalism. They're asking innovators to figure out how to make public information more relevant and useful. Michael Manis is VP for Journalism and Media there.
The Knight Foundation seeks to create informed and engaged communities across the United States. One of the reasons that happened is the Knight Foundation came from the Knight Brothers, who were at one time the largest newspaper owners in the United States. So their legacy is about making sure that communities stay informed and that they are civically engaged with what's going on in their area.
So it started out as being sort of a family of journalists. And how did that translate into what you're doing now, which is funding a lot of these hackathons and challenges, as you call them? Has the role of journalism changed?
Yeah, I think what we saw and why it shifted is, you know, with the digital disruption that occurred, with any disruption, right, there's positive or negative actions on it. So we know that there's been a big impact on the amount of working journalists in the United States. We're around about 1978 levels, I believe, in terms of the amount of newspaper journalists working. And there's other things like that going on with the industry. And what we saw was that there wasn't a lot of experimentation or embrace of the potential of what we saw that the internet provided or that digital platforms enabled. And so a lot of our work around this is trying to help chart what new directions are happening in journalism and making sure that people who are really good at building new things think about issues of free speech and ways to make journalism more efficient or to make it more available for a citizen to engage in journalistic practices. And the whole goal the entire time was to make sure that really quality journalism is happening.
Okay, so hackathons, like, do you call them hackathons, these projects?
We do call them hackathons. We do various different types of things. So a lot of the hackathons we'll do around journalism. So taking people who have ideas about, you know, we have a mixture of developers, of journalists, of, you know, what used to be called computer system reporters, or people who are really good at databases. We have those people get together, and the idea is to create those engineered collisions where people from different points of view come together. But ultimately, it's to make sure that there is information that's happening in journalism and things that happen that make journalism tools better, more accessible, think about it in the new ways. But we broadly define, you know, journalism in a way that we want to make sure that we think great, again, that, you know, a really good database that's interactive is great journalism.
But it almost sounds like you're trying to make sure that journalism stays in the role that it used to have as sort of a government watchdog and less sort of trying to get as many listicles and traffic as possible.
Yeah, I mean, part of that is we one of the things that we've grown up with is it was an industry that enabled a lot of investigative reporting to happen because of the ability to, they had enough revenue to do that. They had enough ability, had enough bodies to allow a journalist to take time. We know that's already been in a shrunken newsroom that those things aren't occurring as much. In an industry that's been disrupted, those things aren't occurring as much. So one of our goals is to make sure that type of vibrancy is maintained. But also, I would say the other side of that is to keep pushing, you know, the things that make journalism important into new platforms and into new areas.
So that's journalism. But just in general, do you feel like this idea of hackathons becoming more civically minded is something new and something that you're seeing growing? Is that simply because of budget cuts and because hackers are realizing that if they don't take control of certain things going on in the public sphere? They just won't happen?
I think it's kind of a combination of all of those. You have a lot of different pressure points on this that's happening. The first is that, you know, the internet and databases, it enables in many ways are brand new, right? So this is the first time that you can have direct involvement from a democracy standpoint, thanks to technology. So that's one thing that, again, this disruption that's happened. To your point, there is a drop-off on a lot of things that have occurred. And there's a real sense from, I think, the hacker community that we're moving into an era that's post-institutional. What are the things that we can build that citizens can use? What kind of open source software can we put out there that, you know, that a government employee could use to make their job easier, to lower the barriers of entry with citizens? We've seen a lot of this, you know, the hackathons and civic things happen because there's been an elected leader who sees the potential of technology helping them govern and engage with citizens and also, be more effective around their leadership. And so there's a lot of different levels that's coming from where you have, you know, either the leadership area, that the technology itself, or that hackers see the opportunity to build stuff that sits outside any of those institutions.
Michael Manis of the Knight Foundation, thanks so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.